Hello, Saints. I've got some extraordinary and special guests on the podcast because we're going to talk about the spiritual discipline of prayer. Not just any prayer, intercessory prayer, and not just interceding for anyone, but specifically our family. And y'all, if you hear some extra noises like dogs or just any extra noises, it's either Ribbon or my cousin is having difficulty with her phone. That's right. I just want you to know I got my family prayer group on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Did y'all hear that? Yeah, Saints, that's my family, and they are thrilled to be here with us. Now, you will need your Bible, journal, something to write with, and of course, a comfy place to pray, kneel, and write. Also, it's probably going to be some laughing out loud on this podcast. This is podcast number 26. Now, on to the intro. Welcome to Hanging Out with Jesus podcast, where we create space in your life so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hi, I'm LaVita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, check out my blog at LaVitaBrooks.com. If you are new, consider subscribing to this podcast so you will receive notifications of new releases. If it's a blessing, write a review and rate it. And don't forget to invite others to join. Now, come walk with me where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. So stop what you're doing, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, LaVita. Welcome, family, to Where the Saints of Hanging Out with Jesus podcast hang out over the airways. Thanks for coming.
Good to be here.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Hi.
That's my family, y'all. Saints, I want them to introduce themselves to you. This way you will know who's talking and, you know, that you get familiar with their voice a little bit. I'm going to start with my Aunt Rudine introducing herself. She's the only one in the group that is not a cousin. So, Auntie.
My name is Rudine. I live in the state of Maryland. I am Vita's aunt, and I am also Lisa's mother. And I am happy to be on the podcast with you.
Hi, I'm Lisa. As my mom said, that's my mom, and I am LaVita's cousin, and I am married with a 16-year-old son who surprisingly is doing quite well with distance learning. I'm so proud of him. And I also recently had obtained a COVID baby, and that's my four-legged daughter named Riven. Glad to be here.
And Clarence is her son. He was on our Thanksgiving podcast.
Well, hello. I'll go ahead and introduce myself. I am Quinda. I am the baby in this group. I live in the state of South Carolina. I am the proud parent of two sons and three grandchildren, and I am a associate pastor for a local church here in South Carolina. And I am excited to be here on this podcast today.
And the new grandbaby name is Skylar, right?
Yes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alma, and I reside in South Carolina. I'm the mother of three, and I have a nation of 17 grandchildren and 8 great-grands. And I am a licensed minister, and I am so excited about being here with you tonight.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm a native New Yorker. I now reside in South Carolina with my husband, Kenneth. I am known as the family historian because I was so interested in working with our family reunion. We are now into 9 generations, and I'm so happy to be a part of our family prayer group.
So, Saints, that's everybody except Deaky. She's not on the line. She's probably working right now. She helps her. She has a son who has a dentist practice in South Carolina. So, hey, Deaky. All right, Saints, let's talk about family prayer. According to the Merriam-Webster, family is defined as the basic unit in society, traditionally consisting of 2 parents rearing their children. But I like how they have added an also. Also, it says, any of various social units differing from, but regarded as equivalent to the traditional family. Therefore, the people in your family can be biological, estranged, combined, adopted. You and the person you work for on the farm, you know, your church members, your best friends who have adopted each other's family. The point is, pray with your family and for your family. And the main type of praying that you're going to be doing is intercessory prayer. It's where we go to God in prayer for the concerns of others, rather it's someone on our job, our friends, our neighbors, but mainly for this purpose, we're talking about the family as a whole. Intercessory prayer is when we give our heart to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to lead us in the way we should pray about something. Romans 8:27 says, "And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will." Praying for others comes from the heart. It's carrying our cares and worries for another, our family member, that we take to God in prayer, guided by the Holy Spirit, praying in Jesus' name. Intercessory prayer, praying as a family, together for the family, doesn't just allow you to stand in the gap before God on the behalf of a loved one, but it also...
I agree with you, but I'd like to interject here that I'm really happy that amongst our family, many of us on this line are friends. We talk to each other about daily things. We kind of know what's going on in our lives. And as I said, it's good when your family can be friends. And that's what many of us are.
Do you think that since we have been praying together more, we become closer?
I would say yes, because I know I have gotten closer to you and Lisa since we have been praying every week.
It does a lot for me because I think about you all more and more. I think about you now every day because of the fact that it's so exciting about knowing that I'm going to be with you on Tuesday mornings. And so the thing of that is that we are able to hold each other accountable, and then we can pray for each other, you know, through the rest of the week. So it adds a lot to my life.
I agree. I think that it has helped me to go closer to everyone. You know, I think for a long time I was kind of isolated from everyone. So the prayer line keeps me connected. And in fact, I get kind of anxious a little bit when we're not meeting or when we're running late, just trying to figure out where everyone is. So, you know, for me, it's something that I look forward to weekly. And I've gotten to the point that, you know, I also tell my colleagues, you know, my family, we pray every week for one another. And, you know, definitely during the political climate, we were praying as well. And we see God answer those prayers. So I agree with what you said, that it brings us closer together as a family. And as Brenda said, we're friends.
Well, I find it so interesting that when one forgets to wake up on time and text everybody, there's always either I either get something from Lisa or Quinda. Mine didn't be that. You got to open up the line. You know, that's a blessing to, you know, have backup.
I enjoy praying together as a family because, well, I'm the oldest one, and we used to pray a lot as a family. We would get on our knees, and Mama or Daddy or Granny Jane would pray. So this reminds me of that, you know, how we did that back in the day, as you said. So really, I enjoy praying and being with the family.
Yeah, have y'all noticed that as a family, our past, our background, it has always been a praying family.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
Because I can remember Grandma and them praying, not just in church, but at the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember them having prayer groups for just the family coming together and praying?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That kind of far. I remember that in Grandma's church, everybody basically were friends. And they each maybe had like 10, 15 children.
Yes.
But everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, that was their family. It was the church family and their regular family. So when they prayed, they just didn't pray for the immediate family. They were praying for everybody.
That's right.
Do you find that we do that also?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're doing that.
We do. That's right. No matter what was going on. And because of the families were so large, you know, it was just awesome to get together. And when you think about it, we spent a great deal more time in prayer because there were so many people in one family. So you're praying for your family. Then you start over with the families of the church. And it was just awesome. And as young people, we came up with that. I can remember that clearly. That was everything that went on in our house, praying for everybody.
Yeah, I remember that too. So how did we come up with coming together?
Well, you know, Vida, me, you, and Verde started a long time ago. You remember that?
Yes. Saints, Verdell is my mother.
Okay.
And so that's my my mother is Aunt Rudine's baby sister. Go ahead, Auntie. I just wanted to say something.
We started out being just the three of us. And it was very interesting, even though it took me a while to get the hang of praying, if you remember. I'm going to let y'all do most of the praying. But now, thank the Lord, I can pray for myself.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So well, I'd like
to mention in that Verdell started me, she started to talking about reading the Bible every morning. And coincidentally, at my job, everyone was into the prayer of Jabez. And so I started that every morning, and Verdell was telling me about read Psalm 100. So that's how I had gotten started. And then when Vida, you started talking about on the phone, I was ready for that. But for years and years, I read the Bible every morning. That was my time to get myself together.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Interesting. Alma and Quinda and Lisa, how did y'all get started? Because I remember sending out I think it was a text to everybody in the family.
Well, when I received the text, it excited me because I'm thinking, wait, I'm going to be with my cousins. And the timing was perfect. So getting up early in the morning and stay, it just enhanced my day, gave me something else to think about. You know, I didn't have to think about the news. All I could think about is being with my cousins and then coming together in prayer.
Right. That was, I remember my dad telling me, he kept after me to get Alma on the prayer line. He just said, y'all should get Alma on. Y'all should get Alma on. So I was like, okay, let me get with Brenda to get Alma on.
Oh, I'm glad.
He just kept telling me. So that's how we got in touch with Alma, because my daddy just stayed after me.
Oh, I'm glad.
I didn't have Alma's number in the beginning.
Well, in that, I have to say, Quinda's father, Quincy, has mentioned that because for those who don't know, Alma is one of the best singers around.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
Goodness.
She can sing, though. Now, Alma and I, I'm just a year older than Alma. We have been around each other pretty much all our lives. The family was always a praying family. But Granny and Vita's grandma, the rest of them, they were part of a holiness church. And when my mom went to New York, she joined the same type of holiness church. So when they had conventions or young people's group meetings, Alma and I would see each other, even though it was in Georgia where they convened.
Mm-hmm.
So we always pretty much had a close relationship.
Right.
And like I said, it's good to have a blood relative who's a friend because I always considered Alma a friend too.
Yes, goodness.
You know, love being around her. Her kids, at one time when I first moved to South Carolina, her kids and I, we were really close and saw each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we, and talking about the church, being in New York, you didn't have, it wasn't a lot of big families there. But what was odd in my church, I guess because it was a big church, but yet the holiness movement was not that big, so many people knew my relatives from South Carolina.
Mm.
The minister who was our minister for many years knew Granny Janie. So it was a relationship that way. So there wasn't any, I was the only child, me in the house with mom and dad. But so many of the people in our church knew my family, and they knew other families because they were from different parts of South Carolina. So in church, we prayed, and it was sort of like you were talking about what went on in your home down south.
Oh, wow. That's a good piece of history.
Yeah.
So Brenda keep saying the Holiness Church, but I want you to know that we're all from different churches.
Mm-hmm.
You have Baptist church in my family. You have a Protestant. You have, at one time I was a Catholic. And right now I'm not non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come together, we're very clear about who we're praying to.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we're praying to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So I say that to let you know that when you decide as a family to come together, make sure that you're all praying to the same God.
Yeah.
You don't want one to be praying to a Muslim God or a Buddha God because you're not all on the same
one
page.
Accord. Right. You're not on one accord.
Right.
Very good. That's it. You're not on one accord.
That's right.
And as you can see from the way we're talking and just sharing, being in a prayer group, a family prayer group, not only brings about friendship, it brings about compassion for each other.
Yes.
It brings about staying up and focused with each other. What are some other things y'all can add?
The one thing I like about us praying together and what it does is that when we pray and pray for each other and pray for others, and then we hear the response to our prayers, the answers to our prayers, it takes my faith to another level because we know that God hears us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the confidence that even when we begin to pray that he's going to answer. That's the main focus for me. I know when we ask you this, when we pray, when we come together on Tuesday mornings, God, you're going to do it because we come with sincerity of hearts and minds.
I think, yes, the end is when we hear the blessings and when we hear the outcome of our prayers, that just, you know, it just kind of solidifies, you know, why we pray together, you know.
Yes.
Having my family on one accord, petitioning God and sending the prayers not only for our family, but our extended family from California to New York, Philadelphia, just kind of incorporating everyone and just hearing about the blessings that have occurred as a result of our constant and our consistency in praying as a family. Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, we don't just pray for us. We also pray for our friends.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. We pray for what's happening in the country.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. We pray for our businesses.
Amen.
Quinda, tell us about your business real quick.
It is QT's Accessories. I sell paparazzi jewelry.
If they wanted to find out about you besides my Facebook, where can they go?
They can go to paparazzi.com/140070. That is my website.
Okay.
And you can purchase any items on there and they will ship directly to your home.
All right. And if you can't remember that, just the show notes. Also, I try to put that in there.
Okay.
And Alma has a Avon company, don't you?
No, I'm an Avon representative in South Carolina.
And Lisa, you have Shona Wellness, right?
Yes. It's a therapeutic agency for women and children here in Washington, D.C.
So even though we have these businesses, we also pray for needs. Because the businesses are, in essence, helping others as well. We were talking about the prayer list. It's supposed to be at the beginning of the month, I will go over the prayer list so we can see how the Lord is blessing. And one interesting thing is, Quinda had an incident with a dog.
Well, what happened? Long story short, a dog was attacking my miniature pit bull was attacking my Yorkie poo. And I tried to pull him apart. The dog turned on me, ended up biting me 6 times. Didn't know he had torn my tendon. So I had to go through 6 weeks of non-weight bearing, which was very hard for me because I'm very independent. And having to depend on someone was very, very hard. So that in itself was a prayer journey for me. But I survived.
But I think the reason I brought it up was because the most important thing that Quinda wanted to get back to was her heels.
Yes, yes, yes. Because when I went to therapy, they asked me what was my goal. And my goal was to be back in my 4-inch heels by my birthday, which was August. The incident happened last December 21st. And sure enough, by my birthday, I was back. Well, I was back in 3 inches. So, and I was fine with that, but that was my goal. And God allowed me to be able to do so. And I thank him for his healing.
God is not just answering our prayers, but he's answering our prayers in a way that we can see the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And others can see the blessings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
Lisa talked about sharing, about praying. I also share about praying with the family, because prayer is vitally important.
Yes, it is.
Is there any advice we can give to the saints as to why they should get their families together to pray, the importance of praying? Any advice?
Well, I think that it's important because it's just different times. And I think our ancestors, they kind of paved the way, because I'm sure it was difficult times for them as well. So I think prayer is needed and for that unity. And not only praying, but praying consistently.
That's it. Consistently, yeah. Lisa. You're right.
We mm-hmm. do consistently. So it's like ingrained in us now. You know, I do have to get better with reading the Bible myself, but, you know, I do have my meditations in the morning, but God's working with me because it's been a minute. It was a while when I wasn't on the prayer line. So the thing is the consistency and the faith and the belief that prayer works. And, you know, not all the time God is going to answer our prayers. He's not, because as we know, it is God's will, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be mindful of that as well. But I think the reason we should do it is because of the unity that it brings, and the faith that we have with our prayer every week as we talk to others. They will see, you know, something's going on. What you know, what something's happening with Lisa or Vita or Quinda or Brenda or Alma. You know, what are they doing? Want to be like, I want to have that sense of peace that they bring or that they give. So it's a numerous reasons why you should pray. But I think, you know, it definitely has to do with the consistency of it and your faith, because your faith is going to be tested daily.
Yeah.
By minute. But it's just standing and I'm believing in God and knowing that, you know, he will work it out.
Yes, don't yes, he wrong. Will.
I have my moments. Lord,
we all have moments.
I have my moments, but, you know, it's just knowing that God is there and that, you know, what he will carry, God will carry us through no matter what it is. We just have to believe in him.
That is true. I saw an increase in my son's faith when he had to have surgery a little while back. And so I told him, I said, well, I know you're going to go through this. I said, but our family is backing you in prayer before this surgery. And so they thank God he went through it. It was a serious surgery because it was his kidney. And so when he came through this surgery, thank God, with what we say, flying colors, but thank you for the grace of God. And so when I talked with him that day, he says, Mama, he said, I'm telling you, he says, tell our family, I said, thank you, because I know it was nobody but God to bring me through this the way he did. And the real good part about that is that he was having problems with a certain amount of pain in his back. With the surgery that he had, apparently it was that kidney that was causing the pain he was having. And after surgery, he's not even dealing with that pain anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's so, all right.
Yeah, and that really, that really increased his faith. Mm-hmm. I thank God for that.
Saints, listen. We're just sharing some of the things that have occurred as we pray. But I hope you realize that praying as a family can also be a witness to others.
Yes.
You know, it can also bring others to understand that God is real and he answers prayer.
Amen.
You can use this as a way of witnessing and saying, listen, I want to share something about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can talk about your prayer group.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it also as a way of teaching your children to talk to God.
Yes.
Another way of allowing your children to see you talk to God. Lisa, am I right? Quinda, Alma?
Yeah.
I'm right that when the children see what you do,
that's right.
That's when they start putting stuff into practice. Yes. It may not be the same day, may not be 20 years from now, but they start doing it.
And that's true. So true.
Won't hurt either.
A little what you say?
Holy oil.
So saints, you know, take this time seriously when you come to prayer. And I'm not talking about when you pray at dinner time. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about prayer at bedtime. I'm talking about setting up a consistent, like Lisa said, setting up a consistent day and time.
Mm-hmm.
That you, it could be daily, it could be weekly, it could be monthly. So sometimes we had to change our time from 7:30 to 8:00 because of our workies. So anything y'all would like to share before we end?
I just like to say that, you know, I'm really happy that we come together weekly, and I'm happy that, you know, we're all on one accord and we're petitioning God for whatever we're petitioning for in regards to him helping us stay connected to him and each other. So I'm just thankful that we're all together, and I'm looking forward to more family members joining as we continue down this journey of having family prayer. So I'm just happy to kind of be here and be a part of the family and praying.
Amen. Yes.
I just want to encourage your listeners
to, no matter how many people is in your group, just continue with it, because everybody is not going to be on every day. So do mm-hmm. not get discouraged if it's just two or three. Just still go ahead and pray.
Yeah.
So don't wait on it to be a large number. If it's just two people, still go ahead and pray.
Yeah.
Because you still want to be consistent with your day and time. And as long as you're consistent, God will meet you there that day and time. So do not get discouraged. I enjoy it with our prayer group. Like we say, everybody may not make it that day. Some people oversleep. The ones that don't have to get up to go to work, they do oversleep. But we still pray for them and we keep on. So, you know, some may have doctor's appointments or whatever, but we still make sure that whoever is on continues to pray.
Yes.
And even though Deaky's not here, we know that so she's praying for us, or that she has already prayed for us.
Oh, right. Yes.
Because that's to follow what Quinda says, remember the Bible says, whenever two or more come together in his mm-hmm. name. Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know, I'm not trying to pick on Brenda, but
okay.
But even though you don't know the whole scripture, if you all you know is Jesus wept.
Yes.
Pray.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Pray.
Man.
It's not about the scripture. It's about what, y'all? What's it about?
Having a relationship with God.
Having your relationship.
You wow. have to. Yeah.
Have a relationship with God, the heart. Amen. That's what it's all
and
about.
It will come. Your word yes. will come. The more you do it, the better at it you will get.
Yes.
Because yeah. it's about developing a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing that we have been talking about here tonight. As we came together to pray, we develop a relationship, yes. not just with each other, but with God.
Right.
Some of us are learning to spend more time with God, because you know this podcast is about using the spiritual disciplines to create space so you can commune with God. Mm-hmm. So as we started using the spiritual discipline of prayer, we started venturing out. Lisa's doing daily quiet time. But you see how prayer begins to cause you to grow closer to the Lord, want to know more about him.
Yes.
And you know more about him is through God's word.
Can I also say, Vita, let me also say, for me, I've also, this year, I decided to do a Bible study at my church.
And woo!
Amen.
Understanding the various names of God and when to call him, you know, when, I guess, various, I'm learning various prayers. But I think you're right. As long as you want to have a relationship and you desire to have a relationship, you will do more, right? So
yes.
I'm looking,
yes.
even though I think the study Bible study is a little bit too long, it's from 7 to 9, I'm hanging there. Mm-hmm. But you know, that is what I committed to do. So I'm looking forward to it.
But Vita, I wanted to say, you know, how you start, a lot of people say one or two is not enough, but remember, we started with three a long time ago, and look mm-hmm. where we are today.
Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Bible study. I go in the morning, and you learn so much. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. It makes me read the Bible more, because I'm always trying to find what the things that we talked about, and sometimes they give us the place where to find it in the Bible, and I would write it down, and I had a lot of them that I just wrote down, and I looked them up in the Bible, and I've been reading, and it really helped me to get closer to God, and mm-hmm. we're also doing fasting.
Yeah.
And we know mm-hmm. there's so many ways to fast.
Y'all, my auntie had a ball with fasting and prayer.
It's the Timothy prayer, the disciples prayer, Daniel's prayer. It's a lot of them. And so we talked about most of them in the Bible study. So it's really been good help.
Good. I know. See, saints, how how family starts branching out into other mm-hmm. spiritual disciplines, because fasting and prayers is another spiritual discipline. Mm-hmm. And that's one we haven't talked about yet either, but we will.
Amen.
This year, 2021, like I told you, is about enduring to the end, y'all. There's a lot of things that we got to let go. Because I talked to you about that in, I think that was episode number 21 to 23, where we talked about confession. Mm-hmm. But if we know that one of us is going through something, we may call them just to talk to them by themselves.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. to encourage them, to help them understand where they are and how mm-hmm. to seek God's help. And sometimes we'll just call because we think we did something wrong, and we didn't, or we did do something wrong, and you know, and we needed some guidance, some support. And we know that we can come to each other because our business stays our business. When we're talking about things that are personal and to the heart, we hold that between us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because personal things should stay personal. And
that's right.
You grow in relationship and prayer, you begin to realize what really is personal. It's not about gossiping, getting on the phone after the call and saying, oh, what y'all pray about today? Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. It's about keeping what is personal, because this is all we're really going to the Lord on behalf of family, friends, country, and ourselves.
Yes.
And that is something that is what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? That's something that is precious. We don't take that for granted. I want to end with the way you start a family prayer. First, we start with prayer. Pray about it first. Mm-hmm. Pray about it first. Mm-hmm. Make sure that something that the Lord wants you to do, because he may want you to do something else, but pray about it first.
Mm-hmm.
Ask who it is you should be contacting. Then contact that person or persons.
Right.
Then together, y'all set up a time and a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you decide the format of how you're going to pray.
We ask for prayer requests.
Well, the first of the month, we see how God has blessed, in other words, what the answers to our prayers. Then we go and ask if there are any prayer requests. And then we let everyone pray. And Rudine is the last one to pray because she's the elder of the group.
And that's our format, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
So that's our format. So you can set up a different type format. We also have someone read a scripture or share scripture.
Right.
And that started because of Deaky. Deaky started coming in with those scriptures left and right, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
The spot, you know what I'm saying? So you can have things like that. You can even have singing if you wanted to. You know, whatever your group decides, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. But you do it going to God, expecting a blessing for your family, blessings for your friends, for your business, for the world. How often, Lisa?
Once a week or however, but just be consistent.
That's it. Be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our family, we're going to have a prayer just so that you can have an idea of what praying as a family is. Now, we're not going to do any top secret praying of specific family members.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do our prayers like for our country and prayers for our state and things like that. And Auntie, as always, she'll end the prayer.
She does the close out for us.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
All right. So let's get our hearts together.
Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to come together with my family, dear Lord. We ask that you just continue to watch over us, Father God, and also watch over this nation, Father God. Watch over the nation, the children, and the families who may be struggling with mental health issues, Father God, and housing issues due to unemployment, Lord. So, Father God, we know this world is in your hands, Father. So continue to bless us, Father, and keep us, Lord. And just, Father, keep us uplifted. Let us always be mindful, Lord, that you're right there with us, sometimes carrying us through whatever, ever challenge we have. We ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come once again as a family, Lord God, we just come to thank you for everything that you have done this far, Lord God. And as we look upon you to carry us through the rest of this week, Lord God, we just ask that you would bless this country, Lord God, even as we get ready to transition, Lord God, from one president to another. Heavenly Father, we don't know what you have in store, Lord God, but we know that we still have to lean and depend on you. Yes. And Heavenly Father, if there is any sick among us, even in our family and those that are listening, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would begin to heal right now, Lord God, because you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed, Heavenly Father. If there's any that are hungry, Lord God, we ask that you would begin to provide right now, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would touch people's finances, Lord God. Begin to open doors, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are a way maker, Lord God.
Lord, we just lost Quenda's connection, but we will continue in prayer. Lord, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're asking, dear Lord God, for forgiveness of our sins, for things that we have done and said that were displeasing in your sight, things that have caused us to stray away from you. And we know, dear Lord God, that this country is moving in a direction that is not pleasing in your sight. We see things happening and occurring, dear Lord God, people losing jobs. Sin is just seems to be rampant. And we know, dear Lord God, that you are not happy with us. Lord, we're praying that you hear our prayers when it comes to the unsaved folk in our lives, the unsaved people in the lives of the listeners, that you touch their hearts, Father God, that you bring someone to them that can teach them about who you are. Let our lives be an example to them that will draw them closer to you. Help us, dear Lord God, as believers, to be the examples that glorify you and reflect your glory unto others. Let us walk in a way that will cause stop what they're doing and pay attention and ask, what must they do to be saved?
Yes.
Father God, we put all this in your hand, knowing and believing, dear Lord God, that you're going to bring more family members to prayer groups, knowing and believing, Father God, that you're going to bring more blessings into the lives of your people. And we're not talking about financial blessings. We're talking about being able to stand tall,
yes,
and be bold in the body of Christ so that others will know who we serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful to be able to come together with my family this evening here. I just want to thank you for the many blessings that have been bestowed upon me. And to be with the family and to discuss the prayer and how we've come about it. And I want to take this opportunity to thank our cousin Lavita for getting this started and for starting many of the other things. She started a Bible study with Psalm 91 that really got me involved in it deeply. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for her and the rest of our family in this prayer group. And I ask the Lord to continue to bless us and to, as everyone is saying, watch over this country, Lord, because we are in so much turmoil. Watch over us and let us come out victoriously. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Lord God, we just want to thank you tonight for this opportunity to share what we do on Tuesday mornings with you. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the ears that have here that have heard tonight. We ask that you would bless them, Lord God, and energize their spirits to want to begin, Lord God, as you press upon their hearts to begin a prayer group because you can see the value in it. We pray tonight, Lord God, that hearts, minds, spirits, soul, and body have entrusted themselves to you tonight, that Lord God, that they are going to reach out and they're going to strive all the more to draw closer to you in relationship. We thank you for them, Lord, that follow this podcast on a regular basis. Thank you for Levita, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless her, Lord God, and to use her for your greater glory. We thank you for all that you've done and for everyone that has heard tonight and for all of us here at the prayer group. We bless you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We come to you as a family, Lord. We want your blessings. Teach us, guide us. Please remember all of the children and the young adults. Help us to live so that they will see you in us, Father. And that will give them something to at least think about. So please continue to help them because there's so much going on in this world today.
Mm-hmm.
So much. So just
yes, Lord.
Throw your arms of protection around us and guide us and show mm-hmm. us, dear Lord.
Yes.
Remember all of the sick and shut-ins and the homeless, Father. Watch over us and continue to guide us and help us as we go about our duties during this week. And I just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So, saints, but I just want to thank you for joining us. I pray that we have equipped you with the tools needed to start your own family prayer group or to put more of a spark into the group that you have. And when the podcast is over, just start calling up folks that, you know, that God has placed on your heart as you listen to us pray. And just start calling them up and emailing them, text them, whatever you need to do. But get started, y'all, because prayer, there is power in prayer. So, saints, until we meet again on the airwaves, intentionally and daily, hang out with Jesus.
Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to go to the hospital.